Your niggas got me hot.
Seen this the canon?
No, man. I don't. If I see news and I see anything involving Nick Cannon, I scroll right past it.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because time is precious. You don't ever get time back. Like, why would I give that? Why would I give that my time?
So, are you saying that Nick Cannon is a joke?
No, I'm saying I have no opinion on Nick Cannon. There's no reason for me to tune into that. I did see what was going on. I saw the clip.
So you did tune into that?
No, I didn't. I literally.
Nigga, that's what everybody's seeing. Nobody's reading a fucking article.
No, I'm sure people are. You know, I thought that's what you were asking. But like, I've read headlines. You know,
like Nick Cannon
loses his job over anti-Semitic comments.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't heard clips. Like I said, I wouldn't give that my time.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sure.
Literally, this is me scrolling. I've read a headline. That's it.
Yeah, man.
And that's all. And I was like, okay, well.
Yeah.
Focusing on real problems.
Yeah.
You really know what I mean? Like,
well, just, I guess for me, what was interesting, right? Because I was just like, you know what? I felt the same way. So that's why I can't even argue with
you. Yeah, it was probably some bullshit.
But I came back to it.
I'm sure you did.
But I came back to it.
You're about to educate me on this, aren't you?
No.
No, no.
It's just like. What was interesting to me is how, like, you know when white people say, oh, I'm not racist, and then proceed to say something specifically racist?
Yeah.
I felt like that's what happened.
Like he said, I'm not anti-Semitic, and then full on just said anti-Semitic shit.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, like, he, what I thought was really weird is like, okay, that happened, right? Whatever. It's cool. I thought it was weird when he doubled down and people were supporting him. And I was like, and people in the black community were supporting him. And I was like,
but I've heard he apologized.
And then he apologized.
Okay.
And he apologized. And people got mad at him for apologizing. Some people were happy, sure. Yeah. But some people are now mad. I was just like, yo, is there, there's really a disconnect here. Like, Why are there a group of people that are pissed that he apologized for saying something racist? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
And why are there black people that feel that way?
Because damned if you do, damned if you don't. I think the lesson here is that, like, he was willing to accept education at some point. And, you know, if we're talking about accountability, I like the fact that someone who is that, you know, bigger public figure would come and out and say, you know, I'm sorry, I've, you know, got taken the time to get educated on this, and I'm looking forward to more education, that kind of thing.
I mean, they did take his job.
You know, and yeah, consequences. Listen, if there's anything I'm down for, it's consequences. Listen.
Right. Like, so what I'm saying is just like, I understand you're coming to say this now after you've lost your job, is what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't think there's a need to be cynical about it. I think you can accept that at face value. I think you can say somebody losing their job is still a bad thing. And that person can still say, hey, how did I fuck up here? And then, you know, I bet you Nick Cannon, being who he is, has people in the Jewish community who would have reached out to him saying, hey, these are the four or five reasons the things you said are anti-Semitic, and you should apologize, bro, because I'm offended. And then Nick Cannon would have been like, oh, okay. That's a very plausible scenario.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that,
I can't believe you got this to me defending Nick Cannon.
I know, that's awesome, isn't it?
That's terrible. But
for me, yo, this is Two Takes on the Pod.
A low energy intro is that, bro? Did you feel that?
Was that low?
That felt low energy.
I was giving them smooth. You know what? Fuck that. Let's go again. Let's go again. Yeah, I'm giving them smooth.
Yo, bro, say hello and welcome.
I'm giving them two takes. Okay.
If you do that shit in my ear, like,
all right, let's go. Hello.
Oh my god.
Welcome to Two Takes on the Pod. My name is Osai.
My name is Falan. I object to the approach right now.
This is a podcast where we give you two takes on our theme of the moment.
I want no parts. Asai hasn't been He hasn't been outside in a while. He's starting to get a little bit lonely. Somebody call this man.
It's the sun. It's the heat. Too much heat.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. What are you talking about this episode, man? Actually, no. We should. Why'd I say it like that? Like, I know exactly what we're talking about.
What we're not talking about.
Yeah. No. Well, we wanted to check in. Yeah. We wanted to check in because it's been a little while, and we've got, you know, updates to what we're doing, to how we're working. We're wrapping up the last couple of episodes, I guess the last collection that we've done. And then we are going to go on a little hiatus for a while we wrap up some other projects. We'll still be dropping episodes every other Friday. I'm going to say bi-weekly. And those episodes will basically be interviews that we're doing on our Instagram page. You should check us out. Two Takes and a Pod.
Yeah, man. Check it there live.
Yeah, we'll be going live with a couple of cool creators, artists, regular people.
And then there'll be takeovers after where they show you what they do. You get a little bit of insight and you get to ask them some questions about how they got into their own creative journey. I think it'll be great and interesting, you know, useful.
It's been useful. I love it. Yeah. So, that'll be on the Yawa Magazine page. So yeah, a combination of that stuff will be happening, every other week, I think. But yeah, I thought we'll check in and give you guys updates on that.
I know you guys should be excited.
Yeah, what's the...
I'm excited.
What should they be excited about? What's the new season about? What are we talking about?
So what's the next season about? To be perfectly honest, we don't know yet. But what we do know is that it's going to involve unlearning and learning. And what that really means is that you get to this point in your life, I guess that's variable for everybody, but where you start realizing a lot of the things you believed and built your whole life up to that point on are kind of wrong and are causing bigger or deeper problems for you than you didn't really recognize it before. There's a lot of self-awareness and self-reflection that needs to happen for you to really appreciate that or get to that point. But what I have realized, and I would love to hear what you think, Falarin, is that journey really never stops. And like, it's something you almost have to get comfortable with, you know.
My mic was off, my bad. Yeah, man, it's because that's how you treat equipment. When it's not in use, you turn it off. That's how you get your equipment to last long. Anyway.
Got to stay ready.
Yeah. Learning and unlearning. I think that concept is fire. It's also like very apt, you know, right now at this stage. And it never stops. Like, I think you kind of have to treat life like it's a learning game, right? That's the only way to make sense of it, right? I didn't know. Now I know better. And then just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's going to be a long list. It's going to be interesting exploring the ones that we want to use as episodes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And how we want to take it on.
Absolutely.
Who we want to talk to, you know? But yeah, I'm excited to do that. That's going to be some of the stuff we're working on during our little hiatus. It's a cute way to say we're going on a break. We're tired. I beg, please.
Just enjoy a little bit of the summer.
Yeah, you know. But yeah, you're still gonna get content from us, guys. I know you're gonna miss us. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. We really appreciate you checking in, sending us messages about the podcast. Yeah, spread the word. If you like an episode, share it. Follow us on our social media, Two Takes in a Pod, everywhere: Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And yeah, we love you. Thank you.
Appreciate the support. Peace.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. One more. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
I think I have an issue with how easy it was for him to say that shit. And the fact that fucking people are mad that he came back. You know what? I don't have an issue. I don't have an issue with that. I take that back.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with him saying that. That's his business. It just bothers me that there are a lot of... Okay, so let me really address the bigger issue here for me. Because it's really not this.
Yeah, I'm sensing a deeper problem.
Okay, because like there's a group of us black people that feel like that really subscribe to certain conspiracy theories against, like, that kind of just justify us being victims. Do you know what I'm saying? So
I would like a specific example.
For example, part of what Decanon was talking about was, yeah, the guy he was interviewing was basically somebody that was kicked out of the I'm blanking on his name now. Oh fuck no!
Don't worry about his name. Like
Chuck D. Chuck D. Public Enemy, right? So Chuck D. and Flavor Flav, and there's a bunch of others there. It's not really just them. There's a DJ as well. So this guy got kicked out of the group for saying anti-Semitic shit.
This happened last year, right?
In 1989, dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this guy basically was on the show, and he was basically saying that Jews are responsible for everything that's evil, right? And then yeah.
Okay.
Literally in essentially that word. And that's exactly what Kit got in Kick Door. And he said, hey, everybody hates me now because I said this. I was like, yeah, that's kind of fucked up that you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the problem is that, like, Nikano was now forced to be in this place where, like, obviously he went to support him. Right? And
why is that obvious?
Because he just jumped in agreement and then had to come out and apologize. Right? But like, but because I'm saying, hey, that's not really how I feel. Right? Because that guy obviously had hate and frustration. I'm going to say hate, but like, it's frustration. Like, you got kicked. This was the reason why you got kicked out and lost all your fame and access and money and whatever. Right? And we haven't heard from you since until right now.
Consequence.
Right. Exactly. Right. So basically you're coming in here and you're not gotten over that. You've not learned.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're coming here and having this conversation with this person. And then like, now you have Nikanon saying, yeah, you know, well, you know, if you think about it, the actual Semites are us. We are. I'm like, yo. So I went to go Google that shit. And it's like, no, it's always been used as a religious thing to describe people of Arabic and like Jewish backgrounds. Right. Mm-hmm. That was like the, so it literally was never us.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the first thing.
So he was just wrong. Okay.
Just completely wrong. Right.
Yeah.
And then.
So this is why it's good that he apologized.
It's absolutely amazing that he apologized. And honestly, maybe I sound cynical, but I am happy that he apologized, and I'm happy for him. And honestly, I support him because I do feel like he has a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here's my thing. Okay?
Please.
People are now mad at him for apologizing. And black people. People were really going at him for apologizing. And he now went and posted something apparently like just, you know, some like, oh, I'm hurt, I'm gonna do something to myself type of thing, right? And obviously we care and we hope and wish the best for Nikanon. But what I'm essentially saying is that, like, there's a group of people that actually felt outraged that this guy came and apologized for saying the truth or calling himself out for being wrong. And I feel like there's the fact that he felt that pressure tells me that there is a large amount of us that believe in conspiracy theories, like, in a significantly unhealthy way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't know, maybe I'm crazy or something, but like, it's not really just this. It's just with the whole corona stuff. Like, there's a lot of people, especially in Nigeria, that don't really subscribe to the fact that, like, this is a real thing. There's a lot of people here that don't subscribe to that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, you're spinning off now. So,
I am going off. But like,
okay, so I mean, I get your beef with people buying into like stupid shit. I mean, most people don't read, like you said earlier, so it makes sense that, like, you know, you would hear something like this, not Google it, pass it on to the next thing, and it could just become like a thing that people, you know, believe and buy into without actually exploring why exactly it's, you know, racist or anti-Semitic, and why, you know, Jewish people are very responsive when they hear rhetoric like this.
Right.
So, you know, I get it. Like, it doesn't frustrate me because, like, you know, I just ignore the news in the first place.
Yeah, man. For me, it just feels unhealthy. It feels unhealthy.
Ooh.
Yeah, it feels so fucking. Yeah. Anyway, we don't need to talk about this.
I would appreciate it if we stopped.